This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A man has been shot at Bellevue, Waterford, St. Michael, and a possible suspect is in police custody. A St. Michael man has been charged with gun and drug-related offenses. A behavioral scientist is again calling for conflict resolution strategies to address the growing crime problem in Barbados. The church also supports the call as they express deep concern about the rising violent crime rate in the country. Fisher folk are satisfied with the pace of cleanup after extensive damage at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex. Police in Trinidad seize cocaine in hair products, and 300,000 Palestinians flee Gaza City invasion. Good afternoon. I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. A man has been shot at Bellevue, Waterford, St. Michael. Police say the incident occurred about 8:30 this morning. The victim was taken by ambulance for medical attention. Police say he has been listed as being in very serious condition and investigations are ongoing. Meantime, a man who is considered to be a possible suspect in the Waterford shooting is in police custody. Starcom Network News understands that the man who is suspected to have fled the scene of the shooting was captured by the police in the vicinity of a petrol station at My Lord's Hill, St. Michael. A gun was reportedly recovered. Over in Bellevue, a resident expressed concern about the crime situation.
So maybe out here, these gunshots beat and it's about 1 week from them. And then when I return, it's a crowd of people in my job. So I hear I probably get shot. But anyway to work that life. It gets like pass and just keep straight. I know I do ups and down between what going on and that's all right. But me is a cool fellow. I know I just say a bit related to drugs. I know I be like person was borrow money and won't pay. So I'm looking to start. Yeah. But I got family right around now, I have my family, you know what I'm saying? So I come up, no violence, a big man who's don't get any problem in the body, keep my circle small, you know what I'm saying? So I just hope that everything go good and pull through.
A resident of Bellevue, Waterford, St. Michael. In other news, police have charged a St. Michael man for gun and drug-related offenses. 34-year-old Livardo Rogelio Hines of Glendary Road, Bridge Road, St. Michael, has been charged with unlawful possession of a 9mm semi-automatic pistol, 26 rounds of ammunition, the unlawful possession of 2.5 pounds of cannabis with a street value of $10,000, trafficking of cannabis, and possession with intent to supply. These offenses were committed on Saturday, July 6th at Glendary Road, Bridge Road, St. Michael. Hines is scheduled to appear in the District A Magistrates Court today. A behavioral scientist is repeating calls for conflict resolution interventions to address behaviors that resulted in the violent crimes that emerged in recent weeks. Professor Dwayne Devenish, who says he is not surprised by the rise in violent crimes, thinks the level of criminality will worsen and has repeated calls for a more aggressive approach by the police to tackle the problem.
I'm appalled, but not surprised that the crime situation is worsening. I can tell you that it's going to get worse before it can get better. I've already spoken at length on this subject. I've spoken about the need to be more aggressive from the police services side in certain communities where crime is picking up. Be much more aggressive on offenders. I've also spoken about conflict resolution program, communities and in schools.
He also supports the establishment of an organized crime unit within the Barbados Police Service and insists that the unit must get the significant resources needed to successfully carry out its duties.
Recently, the Prime Minister mentioned the possible establishment of a serious organized crime unit. I welcome the unit. I think a dedicated unit like that will bolster the limited resources that the existing police services currently have. But I'm cautioning that if there's going to be a dedicated crime unit or organized crime unit, I think a primary concern is that such a unit is going to be resource intensive. So there's a significant investment that will be required for training, equipment, and personnel. So there will be that financial burden. So as long as the government can shore up the resources needed for that organized crime unit, I think we can do a bit better on the tackling of crime.
Researcher and behavioral specialist Professor Dwayne Devenish in the Lunchtime Edition.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Following on from the crime situation, the church is expressing grave concern over the spate of violence in the country. Chair of the Barbados Christian Council, Dr. Cicely Athill-Horsford, tells Starcom Network News they are deeply troubled by the frequency of violent crimes and the fact that the country is losing too many productive citizens.
The Barbados Christian Council recognizes the slate of crime that's happening, and we are more concerned than ever because it is happening frequently and lives are being lost. And for me, most of those lives would be productive citizens of the nation. So the nation is at a loss, as well as the loss to family and community and loss of individuals. We are concerned, and what whatever can be done, we will be supportive of getting it done.
She also supports the call for conflict resolution strategies.
I know we are rattled by the state of crime. I know that there are solutions. We just need to employ them and seek out those persons in our neighborhood to find a different way. My concern is that we need to learn to resolve conflict. Yes, we are full of anger and strength, and one way of relieving these would be retaliation and so on. And I hope that we do not go that route, but try to resolve our conflict in another way.
Chair of the Barbados Christian Council, Dr. Cicely Athill-Horsford. Cleanup at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex is well underway following the devastation caused by Hurricane Beryl. Over 200 vessels were damaged or destroyed by the hurricane on July 1st. One boat owner, Everton Brathwaite, whose vessel was damaged by the hurricane, says the fisher folk are satisfied with the work to clean up the boatyard.
We're getting the boats out of the water, and the efforts to clean up was going tremendously. We clean up in the complex. Give a cleanup on the inside of the basin of the complex. We do that over the last 2 days, 3 days. That went really well. Not all, but we did some. And the fellas is looking to get the boat back up and running. Who can fix the boat, get them surveyed, and look to get the fishing back on track as soon as possible.
He appealed to those in the Barbadian public to be more supportive. Another boat owner whose vessel sank, Robert Gibson, says he is also pleased with the speed of work at the complex.
The cleaners, you know, everyone put their hand to the plow and have cleaned up most of the little in the complex. Most of all the stuff there have been put in bins and skips. I can really compliment everyone on all hands on deck, you know, that for those who have worked to help clean up the complex. So that is one plus that we see that we all come together and are thankful for.
He says those whose boats sank during the storm will be last to restore their vessels.
My boat is submerged under the water. The boat that submerged me, I last to get attention because they were filling all the other boats that are buoyant but have damage. So they are with all of those boats. So they will get down to the sunken boats now, maybe from Saturday. But they will work with me on Saturday.
Boat owner Robert Gibson. Police say they have seized cocaine worth an estimated 4.5 million Trinidadian dollars after uncovering the operations of a sophisticated drug trafficking network based in South Trinidad. In a statement, the police said that the intelligence-led operation also led to the arrest of a key suspect. The police said that the operation stemmed from credible intelligence developed by the TTPS in 2023, which uncovered the operations of a sophisticated drug trafficking network based in South Trinidad. And finally, the Israeli military has expanded its evacuation order to the whole of Gaza City after sending tens of thousands of Palestinians fleeing from several of the city's neighborhoods earlier this week. Israeli military also issued a notice saying it will be suspending inspections along two roads in Gaza City in the north of the Gaza Strip to allow civilians to reach humanitarian zones more easily and quickly, as the city, quote, will remain a dangerous combat zone, end quote. Recapping the headlines. A man has been shot at Bellevue, Waterford, St. Michael, and a possible suspect is in police custody. A St. Michael man has been charged with gun and drug-related offenses. A behavioral scientist is again calling for conflict resolution strategies to address the growing crime problem in Barbados. The church also supports the call as they express deep concern about the rising violent crime rate in the country. Fisher folk are satisfied with the pace of cleanup after extensive damage at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex. Police in Trinidad seize cocaine in hair products, and 300,000 Palestinians flee Gaza City invasion. And that concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Christo J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.